Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson on building signature FX racks for jungle. And I mean signature as in, you could drop these racks onto almost any break or bass, touch a few macros, and it instantly starts sounding like your world. Here's the mindset for jungle and drum and bass. FX are not decoration. FX are part of the groove. The wrong effects smear the roll and steal the punch. The right effects add movement, tension, and those how did they do that? Moments, without you automating 40 different parameters across the whole arrangement. Today you're building 3 Ableton audio effect racks using stock devices and some advanced routing ideas. Rack A is your jungle break mangler. It's a performance rack, punch, dirt, and controlled chaos on macros. Rack B is a dub space throw rack. It's that tempo lock jungle ambience, but filtered and sidechained so it stays tight and doesn't fog up the drums. Rack C is a Reese and bass character rack. Multiband style control, clean mono sub, nasty midrange, controlled width on top, and a resampling workflow so you can print one-off textures and keep the best bits. Quick prep so we're aligned. Set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 175 BPM range. Have a breakbeat track ready, like an Amen style loop or a chopped break, and have a bass track ready, either a Reese synth patch or resampled bass audio. And one pro habit from the start, as you finish each rack, save it to your user library. These are tools you want to recall instantly, not rebuild from scratch every session. Alright, rack A, jungle break mangler. Go to your break track, drop on an audio effect rack, and open the chain list. You're going to make 3 chains, punch, dirt, and chaos. Think of these like 3 parallel personalities. Punch is your stable, mix-ready backbone. Dirt is the hair and grit you blend in. Chaos is the only for moments chain for throws, glitches, and movement. Let's build the punch chain first. On punch, at EQ8, high pass around 30 hz with a steep slope, because you don't need sub rumble in the break. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If it's dull, a tiny high shelf lift, like 1 to 2 dB around 6 to 9 kHz. Keep this subtle. You're setting the break up to take processing without falling apart. Next, add drum bus. Start with drive around 8%, somewhere in that 5 to 15% zone. Crunch can be tiny, 0 to 10%. Boom should be very cautious on breaks. If you use it at all, keep it low and set the frequency around 50 to 70 hz depending on the break. Then transients, push it, plus 5 up to plus 20. This is one of the keys to keeping jungle drums snappy even as we add dirt and weirdness in parallel. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're not slamming it. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just enough to knit it together. Now the dirt chain. This is where jungle starts to show its teeth, but we want it controlled. Add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB and turn soft clip on. Then add auto filter. Use bandpass or highpass. Start the cutoff around 200 to 400 hz, because we're going to macro this later. Add resonance in that 0.7 to 1.2 range so it speaks when you sweep it. Optional but extremely jungle. Add redux. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction very low, like 0 to 2, because too much turns into a video game, unless that's the point. Keep it tasteful. Now, important. Level, pull the dirt chain down relative to punch. Start somewhere like -8 to -14 dB. It should feel like texture, not a second break stepping on your main transients. Now the chaos chain. This is where you get the snarls, the metallic shards, the glitch throws. But we're going to build it in a way that's playable and safe. First, grain delay. Set dry slash wet to 0 for now. Frequency around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Pitch at 0 to start. Though later you can try small offsets like plus 3 or minus 5. Random pitch around 0.1 to 0.4. Bray 2 to 10. Feedback 10 to 25%. You want motion, not runaway madness. Next, frequency shifter. You can go ring mod for that metallic yumliness, or single sideband for weirder tonal movement. Start fine around 0 to 20 hz, and keep dry slash wet at 0 for now. Then add auto pan. Amount 10 to 30%. Synced rate 1/8 or 1/16. Phase somewhere from 0 to 60 degrees. Don't go full wide on breaks. Jungle needs center punch. And again, level. Pull this chain down. -12 to -18 dB. Chaos is seasoning you bring in on purpose. Now we make it playable. Macro mapping. This is where the rack becomes an instrument. Macro 1. Punch. Map it to the punch chain volume. Macro 2. Dirt. Map it to the dirt chain volume. Macro 3. Dirt filter. Map it to the dirt chain auto filter cutoff. Set the macro range intentionally, like 200 Hz up to 4K Hz. This is a big one. Ranges are your safety rails. If you let a macro travel into nonsense, you'll avoid touching it in a real session. If you cap it to always sound musical, you'll actually perform it. Macro 4. Crunch. Map this to drum bus drive on punch and saturator drive on dirt. Now one knob adds intensity in a coherent way. Macro 5. Air. Map it to the EQ8 high shelf gain on punch so you can brighten the break without hunting around. Macro 6. Chaos amount. Map grain delay dry slash wet and frequency shifter dry slash wet. Cap this. Seriously, set the maximum around 35%. In jungle, too much wet FX steals the groove instantly. You want moment, not wash. Macro 7. Chaos tune. Map it to grain delay pitch and frequency shifter fine. This is your turn the break into chrome knob. Macro 8. Motion. Go back to auto filter on the dirt chain, enable its LFO, and map LFO amount. Range. 0 to about 25%. At 1/16th, this can give you that rolling engine feel, but if you overdo it, it turns into tremolo soup. Now do a quick coach-style calibration pass. Loop 2 bars. Sweep each macro from minimum to maximum. If any macro breaks the mix at the top end, don't promise yourself you'll be careful later. Just reduce the macro max right now until the full travel stays musical. That's how you build a signature rack you can trust. Another pro move. Gain staging. Put a utility at the end of each chain. Yes, even if you have chain volume, utility makes it easy to level match by ear at equal loudness. And if your parallel chains ever sound hollow or facey, you can temporarily hit phase invert left or right as a quick sanity check. Parallel processing is powerful, but it will absolutely punish sloppy level matching. And one more safety rail, polymeter at the very end of the whole rack, ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. This isn't for loudness. It's just catching random spikes from grain delay and ring mod moments, so you can perform without fear. Now, how jungle producers actually use this rack in arrangement. Every 8 or 16 bars, automate chaos amount up for one beat, or maybe half a bar. Think fill moment, not set and forget. Do dirt filter sweeps down into a snare hit. It creates that classic sucking, pulling tension. For breakdown vibes, automate punch down and dirt up, so it goes lo-fi and aggressive without changing your drum programming. And for rolls, run motion at 1/16th with a small amount so the break breathes like a machine. Advanced variation if you want to level up, ghost trigger chaos. Make a new chain called trigger, put a gate on it, and use side chain so the gate opens mainly on snares. Then put grain delay and frequency shifter after the gate. Now the chaos only fires on selected hits, rhythm locked, and your roll stays clean. This is huge for faster jungle where constant chaos destroys the momentum. Cool. Rack B. Dub space throw rack. This one works best on a return track. Create return A. Name it dub space. Put an audio effect rack if you want macros, but you can also just stack devices directly. First device. EQ8 as a pre-filter. High pass at 200 to 350 Hz. Steep slope. So the low end stays clean. If cymbals get harsh, low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. Next, echo. Turn sync on. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback somewhere between 25 and 55%. Add a little mod, like 2 to 6, and character around 3 to 6. Use echo's filter 2. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass 6 to 8 kHz. The goal is audible in the mix, not takes over the mix. Then reverb. Size around 20 to 45. Decay 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut 250 to 400 Hz. High cut 6 to 9 kHz. Early reflections. Moderate. Too much early reflection makes the throw feel late and smeary, especially at 170 BPM. Now the key that makes this jungle tight. A compressor after the reverb, sidechained from your drum bus or brake track. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Adjust threshold so you get about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. That's the space that moves with the groove. Your throw blooms in the gaps instead of fighting the snare. If you're using a rack for macros, map these. Throw size. Map to echo dry slash wet and reverb dry slash wet. But cap around 35 to 45%. You want a throw, not a permanent room. Feedback. Map echo feedback from maybe 20 up to 65%. Tone. Map an EQ8 low pass frequency so you can darken throws down toward 3 kHz or open them up around 8 kHz. Duck. Map the sidechain compressor threshold so bigger throws automatically duck harder. That's another safety rail that keeps performance moves mixable, and a very jungle arrangement move. Automate the send knob so only the last snare of bar 8 goes into dub space. Then on bar 16, do a longer feedback throw. Also try sending ghost notes in short bursts, like 1/16th or 1/8th. Sen is that a rhythmic feel alive. Continuous sends feel like you forgot to turn something off. Advanced varination. A freeze-ish transition capture. Add an auto filter and a utility at the end of the return. Map a macro that pushes echo feedback close to self-oscillation, darkens the filter, and drops utility gain slightly for safety. Hit it for one beat before a drop and then kill the send. Instant tension. Now rack C. Reese and bass character rack. Drop an auto effect rock on your bass track. Make three chains, sub, mid grind, and air or width. Sub chain first. EQ 8, low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Steep slope, then saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. Then utility, width at 0%, mono sub. Always, adjust gain to taste. This chain is your anchor. If this is solid, your whole record feels solid. Mid grind chain, EQ 8 with a high pass at 90 to 120 Hz. And a low pass at 2.5 to 4 kHz. This isolates the part we can abuse without wrecking the sub or turning the top into fizz. For distortion, if you have Live 12 Suite, Roar is amazing here. Try Tube or Dirt. Drive maybe 10 to 30%. Tone to taste. If you don't have Roar, go Overdrive into Saturator. On Overdrive, frequency around 700 Hz to 1.5 K. Drive 20 to 50%. Tone 40 to 60. Then Saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB. Then add auto filter, low pass with mild resonance. If you want movement, add a tiny LFO at 1/8, or for a more organic feel, use the envelope follower mode instead of LFO, so the filter opens with dynamics that gives wobble without LFO, which is often more musical in jungle because it follows the performance rather than a grid. Air and width chain, EQ 8, high pass around 2 to 4 kHz. Then chorus ensemble, amount 10 to 25%, slow rate. Then utility, width 120 to 160%, but keep it controlled. This is the layer that makes the bass feel big on speakers, but remember the rule, if it feels wide but weak, you overdid it. Weight lives in mono. Now macro mapping for bass. Sub level, map to sub chain volume. This audio version is shortened for playback.